Hi, and welcome to my new podcast. I am so excited to start chatting with you about motherhood and its connection with intuition. So just a little bit about me. I am a newish mother with two little children. I have a toddler who is almost 3 years old and a baby who is almost one. I'm also a licensed social worker specializing in the perinatal mental health field. Now, let's dive into this week's topic to hear how mothering and intuition are one and the same for me. And if you're here, I assume you believe that too. Hi, welcome to this week's episode. This week's topic is moms and self-care. How can we care for ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually during a time in our lives when we are so busy caring for others? It's tough. I know it because I'm there too. I am in it with two little children. And when do I get time for myself? Well, first I was going to say never. And the truth is, it's not never. It's just usually at night when they're sleeping. Because when they nap during the day, I always have things to do. I know that everyone on Instagram tells us to nap and do self-care when the kids are napping. But let's be honest with each other. There are actual things in this world to get done. Like cleaning my house, messages to answer, news to look at. You know, we have a life too. So when do I get time to spend with myself or do things that make me happy? It's a really tough question to answer. And the truth is also, I don't get time for myself. The answer for me is that I take time for myself. With little children around, I don't think there is ever a time of like, oh, you know, dinner's cooked, the kids are calm, there's no messes to clean up, life is good. Go take some time for yourself while the kids are calmly playing with each other without fighting. I mean, that doesn't really happen for me. So I don't get time for myself, I take time for myself. And this has been such a journey for me, which is why I'm so happy and excited to talk to you about it. My kids wake up at dawn or earlier than that, like at 5 a.m. could be morning for them. And it's not morning for me, but who asked me anyway? I usually just try to keep them quiet and in bed until a little bit like after 6. And then, you know, we start our day, and by the time it gets to like 12 p.m., we can all use a break. My older child has been home lately from daycare because I've listened to my intuition and I realized that I really wanted to spend more time with him at home. And frankly, also because it just works better for our family system. It just, everything flows better when he's home with me and with a baby while my husband is out during the day working. His sleep schedule is better, his moods are better, and our baby likes him more when he's home. So we've been experimenting this week and it's been going really well. Anyway, as I was saying, by around 12 p.m., we are all pretty tired. So the little one goes for his long nap, and my older child, we've been trying to help him skip his nap because our nights just turn out to be better when he doesn't nap, but we all still need downtime. So we've sort of implemented this idea that he listens to children audiobooks and headphones, which really excites him because he only gets this during our quiet time. And then, you know, it's like, boom, I have my time for myself. He has his time that he relaxes and the baby's down for his long nap. So it really feels like I've hit the jackpot at that time because that's when I have time to work on my podcast. That's when I have time to learn, to read, to research things that I'm interested in, catch up on messages. And then I also do some cleaning, and it's just a time for myself that I don't have to entertain children, and it really feels like a win-win. The second thing that has been really helpful for me with self-care is this other idea that I learned from a friend. She said, get your child interested in things that interest you. So I love doing things like yoga, and exercising. Well, guess what? We have two yoga mats at our house because when my toddler sees me pulling the yoga mat out, he always wants to join me. Of course, you know, they always want to do what we're doing. And besides for this teaching him really great skills, I love that I still get to do what I love, even with little kids around. It just makes me so happy that I don't need to give up on these things. I also love nature. Going to parks, going on bike rides, playing with sand at the beach. And my children love it as much as I do. And that means that I can do this even more because I just take them along with things that I love to do. So this also kind of feels like a life hack, you know, which I haven't known until recently. I mean, some of these things I did do naturally, but often I found myself wanting to do more of these things that I enjoy. And I realized I can just include my kids in them. Like hiking, swimming, reading, having my child read a book next to me, which doesn't always work out. But it's still a good thing to try if it does. Picking flowers. The list just goes on and on. And I really, really like this tip. Okay, I have a third tip for you guys. The third tip is that, you know, I get it. Sometimes we just want time just for ourselves without any children around. You know, maybe you want to meet up with a friend with just the two of you without little ones interrupting the flow of the conversation, or you just want time alone, or you want time with your partner. Perfectly understandable. I get that. I'm there every day, probably. Well, for me, what really helps me is having a set schedule. So being pretty consistent with my children's bedtime, knowing that they'll be out by 7 p.m., latest 7:15 or 7:30, that really helps me because I can plan to do something. I can plan a self-care project. I can plan a date night with my husband. I can plan to go out with friends because I know what their schedule is going to be. So that's something that's really helpful for me also in terms of planning out self-care for myself. Okay, fourth tip for you guys. This is the real way that I get to have time for myself. So all of these things that I said till now, okay, really cool, really great if it can happen. Doesn't always happen, I know that. This fourth thing is so perfect because it's usually gonna happen. Let's say these ideas don't work for you. One through three, they just don't work for you. Well, this one is magic. Now, I want you to think about it. Don't ask your partner anymore to take the kids so you can do X, Y, and Z. I mean, you can ask them, sure. Get yourself a damn babysitter. Find someone you feel comfortable leaving your kids with for 2 hours and go do something for yourself. Don't work, don't clean, don't cook, unless you really enjoy doing those things, but go do something for yourself. And if you hear this voice in your head asking you if you really deserve it, if you're a good enough mom, take a breath into your belly. And look at your children. Are they dressed? Are they fed? Have they smiled today? Do you do everything in your power to care for them? I know that you do, because you've been attracted to my podcast. And mommies using their intuition are already doing everything possible for their children. Now go do everything possible for you. It feels weird taking a babysitter just because. But guess what? We not only deserve it, we need it for our sanity. And our children deserve it too. Now, if you're at this stage where you don't even know yourself anymore, you don't know what kind of hobbies you like, because you don't remember yourself before you were a mom, not because it was that many years ago, but because it feels like lifetimes ago with all of these sleepless nights. Not having time to get dressed the way you like to get dressed. Not being able to sit and drink a coffee. Not journaling. Not being yourself for so many months or years at a time. You know, where do you even start? I want you to start by doing one thing that lights your soul on fire. One thing. Start by one. You can do that one thing for 5 minutes and then see how you feel. You know, maybe take out a book that excites you and read a few pages. You can paint for a few minutes. You can watch your favorite show. Do one thing you haven't had time to do in ages. And that's how you'll slowly begin getting back to yourself. Trust me, I've been there. I know what it means to not know yourself after giving birth. I hope that these ideas got you thinking about self-care on your mommying journey. I hope to see you next week when our episode drops again. I hope this episode has helped you get started in thinking about your intuition when it comes to motherhood. If it helped you even a little bit, then I'm really glad. If you think this can help one or two of your friends, it would mean the world to me if you can share this episode with them. Thank you and see you next time.